free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight on this, the 18th of January, 2019. Lots of good news today. It's going to be a fun day, I think. But first, here's a report by our very own John Bowne.
The hypocrisy amongst the Democratic Socialists is primed for new levels in 2019. Case in point, Iowa Representative Steve King is having his political gravitas upended by a free speech damning Congress.
And I look at this language that's here, this resolution, that the House of Representatives once again rejects white nationalism and white supremacy and hateful expressions of intolerance that are contradictory to the values that define the people of the United States. I agree with that language, I've said. So I want to compliment the gentleman from South Carolina for bringing this resolution. And I've carefully studied every word in this resolution. And even though I'd add some more that are stronger language, I agree with the language in it. So I want to ask my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, let's vote for this resolution. I'm putting up a yes on the board here.
The most appropriate way to proceed at this moment is to put forth a resolution that we expect will secure bipartisan support, because white supremacy, white nationalism, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, hate, xenophobia, all of these issues aren't Democratic issues or Republican issues. They are American issues that we should address in a bipartisan way, and that's why we decided to proceed in this fashion.
I understand how you interpreted my words when you read them this way. There is no tape for this interview that I did. I want to read it to you the way I believe I said it. And that's this. White nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization. How did that language become offensive?
Obviously, the Steve King debacle sets yet another future precedent to take out any Trump allies based on hearsay. Amazingly, the Democrats are given the reins of full hypocrisy, declaring in explicit terms their prejudice for Trump voters, a fantastical characterization of half of the U.S. population as old white bigoted redneck men with limited education and political understanding. Regardless of the millions of Americans that support Trump that don't even come close to this description.
Donald Trump's supporters are older, less educated, less prosperous, and they are dying early. Their lifespans are decreasing, and many are dying from alcoholism, drug overdoses, liver disease, or simply a broken heart caused by economic despair.
His ultimate goal is, as you said, to make America pure in the sense of not having immigrants, not having folks of color here, and shutting down every form of legal immigration. All to throw a bone to those people.
I think any objective political scientist understands. And I believe Donald Trump himself said that he could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and some segment of the American people would remain committed to him. The fact is, he's probably topped out at his number. Those are people who we want to work with. We want to reopen government for them. But understandably, they are his core supporters, and it doesn't seem to matter what he does. They will continue to support him.
The District of Criminals is now reaching its immoral zenith, where free speech, truth, and reason are cast out from these hallowed halls, replaced by Marxist social upheaval fueled by the demagoguery of traitors.
There is no room for white supremacy. That's why I took a strong action. That's why I wanted to make a statement. That's why I did something, and the steering committee did as well, and the whole body. Something as serious as this. We don't take this lightly.
I think that we've been very clear. I think it was a very significant and serious step to remove him from committees. And I think that you've seen now repeated, this wasn't the first time, but his language questioning whether or not the notion of white supremacy is offensive is absolutely abhorrent. It's racist.
John Bowne reporting.
You can see that video and more on Infowars.com. Send them to your friends. Show the ridiculousness of the other side.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the Infowars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Friday, January 18th, 2019. Harrison Smith sitting in once again for David Knight. David Knight, however, is growing stronger and stronger day by day, and he has sent us a message, a video, a little report, or audio rather, a little report about the wall, getting his thoughts out there. We will go to that in just a second. Just a little preview of what's going to happen in the show today. I will be taking your calls a little bit later, next hour and the third hour as well. Dan Lyman joins me in the 9 o'clock hour to talk about the yellow vest protest that he will be attending on Saturday for InfoWars Europe there in France. In the 10 o'clock hour, Greg Reese joins me to talk about the incredible impact that InfoWars has had breaking through the wall and causing, you know, making a big difference and causing a lot of trouble really in Iran as we, you know, keep this revolution going worldwide. So Greg Reese will be joining me in the 10 o'clock hour for that. Of course, we are going to talk about the Nancy Pelosi trip being grounded. I will give you the behind the scenes on that, what I think is actually going on there, why Trump did this. For multiple reasons, we're also going to be going over the reaction to that, because a lot of the reaction that lays out beautifully, perfectly, symbolically, just how ridiculous and, well, stupid the liberals and the Democrats are. So we will be getting to that as well as a ton of other really, you know, no terrible news today. A lot of pretty good news, to be honest with you. Obviously, the Democrats and the liberals are still being as ridiculous and childish as ever, so we'll cover all of that. But first, I do want to go to this report by the one and only David Knight.
A quick look at one story from Judeo-Christian history. Nehemiah and the building of the wall protecting Jerusalem shows us the vital importance of walls. And it contains all the themes we see playing out today in Washington in the fight to protect the border with a wall. Themes like elites and bankers and foreigners who want to control the country and enslave the people. Their weapons were conspiracy, slander, even assassination attempts against a populist leader. Human nature never changes. Nancy Pelosi tells us that foreign citizens, criminally trespassing, are all God's children. Yet she uses taxpayer money to fund a corporation, Planned Parenthood, that rips babies to pieces for profit. And she funds the Child Protective Services bureaucracy that stands idly by as it separates American children from their families without due process at all. So much for God's children. She'll tell you that a wall is immoral. And so will liberal evangelicals called the Sojourners. So will the Pope from his walled city. In fact, all ancient cities had walls for the same reason we need a wall at the border. The story of Nehemiah begins after Jerusalem had been destroyed and the people had been removed from the land, taken as captives. After 70 years, some of them returned to Jerusalem, but the survivors were in great affliction, even mocked and shamed by the foreigners who had taken over their land. Nehemiah, one of the Jews in captivity, was a high-ranking servant of the king, and he realized that before he could make Jerusalem great again, they would have to build a wall. The book of Nehemiah tells the story of rebuilding the wall under constant threat of attack. The builders had a mason's trowel in one hand to build a wall and a sword in the other to defend their lives. Slander and ridicule were also used as weapons by those who didn't want Jerusalem rebuilt. The opposition ridiculed the construction techniques. They said the wall would fall even if a fox walked on it. They said the builders didn't have the will or the tenacity to finish the project. Sound familiar? But there was also political intrigue. The Jews were now under the Persian king, and they were falsely accused of rebelling against the king, although the king had actually provided funds for materials, unlike Congress. It wasn't just lies, slander, and a political conspiracy to remove Nehemiah from office. They also conspired to assassinate him. Nehemiah was the leader, the man with the vision and inspiration. But he organized a grassroots populist effort of the people. The Jewish elite, on the other hand, conspired against their own people with foreigners who didn't want the wall rebuilt. Does that sound familiar? Listen to this part of Nehemiah's story where the leaders of the opposition to the wall threatened to give a fake news report to the king, hoping to pressure him into meeting privately with him so they can kill him. It's reported among the nations, and Geshem says it's true. Of course, today we would cite prestigious globalist sources reported by CNN. They say that you and the Jews are plotting to revolt. Therefore, you're building the wall. Today, they'd say, you racist Americans are revolting against the New World Order by building a wall. Moreover, according to these reports, you're about to become their king, and you've even appointed prophets to make this proclamation about you in Jerusalem, that there is a king in Judah. Today, they are saying, there's no legal authority under the Constitution or under the UN human rights treaties for what you're doing. Now, this report, he said, will get back to the king. So come, let us meet together. So they follow up the slander with a threat and with blackmail. And they try to set up a meeting to entrap him, possibly kill him. Nehemiah sent this reply. Nothing like what you're saying is happening. You're making this up out of your head. In other words, you're fake news. And another interesting parallel to today, the poor, who are working voluntarily on the wall, had to borrow money to make ends meet. And they were being enslaved by the bankers, fellow Jews, charging them interest. Until Nehemiah came to their rescue and stopped the interest, just as Trump realizes the Federal Reserve is a key part of the opposition to America's prosperity. The building of Nehemiah's wall was a rebuilding of national identity, of culture, and of community. A national identity unites people. This is why Democrat identity politics is diametrically opposed to any national identity, because Democrats want to divide us along racial and sexual dividing lines. President Trump was right that Hispanic and Black Americans are the ones hurt most by illegal foreigners. But the Democrat path to political power requires dividing America into competing groups, keeping us poor, keeping us dependent on them for political handouts. Finally, but most importantly, Nehemiah's rebuilding of the wall was done along with a moral reformation. It was done as they acknowledged that they were under God and dependent upon Him. As Nehemiah said, "Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who's great and terrifying, and fight for your families, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes." The real issue today isn't merely the wall. It's about protecting our homes, our families, our civilization from the elites within our own country who, like in the time of Nehemiah, want to enslave the people by controlling us politically, financially, culturally. David Knight, reporting for InfoWars.
As David Knight bringing some biblical and historical context to the wall, what we're experiencing now, ladies and gentlemen, is nothing new. It is as old as time. You even have to just look back to some of the oldest stories in the Bible about the Tower of Babel, which all of the nations of the earth were under a single governmental rule, and God made it rather clear that He was not in favor of that. He split people up into nations and basically made it a policy of his that globalism is evil. I mean, this is as basic as you can get. And of course, David Knight does a fantastic job of bringing that context into the modern world. Now, as I said again, in the 9 o'clock hour, we will be joined by Dan Lyman. In the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Greg Reese to discuss Iran as well as his latest work about NewsGuard, which is a Google Chrome plugin which purports to protect you against the fake news. This is basically asking you to invite censorship upon yourself, folks. These people are vampires, and the tropes about vampires are that way for a reason. Myths have a way of striking right to the heart of the matter. You have to invite them in, folks. They have to trick you. They have to schmooze you. They have to tell you it's for your own good. You invite them in, they kill you and turn you into one of them.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
1 of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers that are cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, today's news is appropriate for a Friday because it makes me feel good. A lot of this stuff is really making me feel good. A lot of I told you so's are coming up in this episode of The David Knight Show. A lot of celebration of the stupidity and failure of the leftists and success being won by those of us on the right. And I can't wait to talk about this letter to Nancy Pelosi of Donald Trump basically grounding her literally and figuratively, coming in like the principal and setting things straight. And I'll get into all of the nuances of that and just what you can learn from the letter itself, the way the letter is covered, the way people are reacting to the letter. There's so much to be said about this event that is both entertaining to me, hilarious, and insightful, if you know where to look. But David Knight in that last segment gave us a really great story and metaphor and biblical relevance about the wall. So I want to stick on the wall for just a second. I've said this story before if you've listened to the show, that the only campaign event that I went to during the 2016 election that featured Donald Trump in person was a dinner for the Angel Moms. And that during that dinner, I talked to some of the Angel Mothers, and they said that not only was Donald Trump the only presidential candidate that responded to them and actually gave them the time of day, when he went there, he actually spent hours. I mean, this is in the thick of the 2016 election, where he could be doing any number of things to try to put his brand forward or whatever it was. But he met with those Angel Mothers for several hours just to hear their stories, hear their concerns, and hear how he can fight for them. He did it without publicity. I only know about it because I spoke to those people that were there, and they were literally in tears about how happy they were. And oh, side note, as if this matters, the Angel Mothers were immigrants. I don't know if that matters. I think it might. But the Angel Mothers are people whose children have been killed by illegal immigrants. And so they recently have gone to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi's office with photos of the victims of illegal immigration. People have been killed by people that shouldn't be in this country. And they have been met with closed doors, totally being ignored by these senators and congresswomen. Now, Chuck Schumer decided that it would be a good idea to use their own tactic against them in a much weaker and bizarre way. And he comes walking down the stairs of, I believe, the Senate building or the Capitol, holding big posters with the faces of furloughed federal employees. Now, I'm sorry, but when I see the image of a child that has been murdered by an illegal immigrant being held by the mother of that child, that hits me in the heart and makes me feel for that person. When I see the vampire Chuck Schumer carrying the image of basically somebody who is more or less on paid vacation right now, I mean, I'm sorry if I am lacking in sympathy for people that basically aren't working but are going to get back pay, so they are on paid vacation. And on top of that, they work for the government, so you kind of get what you ask for. But this is the response that one of the Angel Mothers had to Chuck Schumer's just sort of disgusting publicity stunt. She was on Fox and Friends this morning. Let's go to clip number 3.
Next day, Chuck Schumer showed the pictures of the furloughed employees, and that's okay as well. But your problem is, you know, why couldn't he do both? Why couldn't he look at the people who are furloughed, and why can't he talk to the Angel families?
Pause it real quick? Chuck Schumer is holding a big poster of he looks like a stereotypical like truck driver. He's a big, sort of heavy white guy with a big beard and a baseball cap on. This is a guy that Chuck Schumer would spit in the eye of. Chuck Schumer doesn't give a crap about this guy. He is utterly using him to make a political point and try to draw sympathy. These people are disgusting. Chuck Schumer is a vampire. He is now in real time, sucking on the blood of the American people. Let's continue.
Yeah, none of them, Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, will never speak or sit down with us. They will not acknowledge our families. How about Dimitri? How about Sarah? How about Brandon? How about Josh? How about Officer Singh? How about the thousands of victims at the hands of illegal alien crimes? And he has the nerve to show pictures of people not getting a paycheck. Chuck Schumer is a heartless, evil, immature man for pulling such stunt, mocking angel families. Shame on him and shame on the Democrat Party. And I am so proud of President Trump pulling out the travels for Nancy Pelosi and her crew. I think Papa Trump gave her a spanking, and I'm so proud of him. Enough of this. Now they get a taste of their own shutdown.
Beautiful, beautiful. Papa Trump calling Chuck Schumer utterly heartless. I could not have said that better myself. That's why I wanted to show you this lady. She speaks so from the heart. She's so insulted and furious that this vampire Chuck Schumer would try to almost mock their tactics of saying, please, we want help. We're pleading you. We are victims. Help us. Protect us. You're the government. You're there to stop our children being murdered, and you're not doing your job. And Chuck Schumer basically takes that tactic and says, oh, these poor government workers, these poor furloughed workers, don't you just feel so sorry that they're not going to get their paycheck for a couple weeks? Isn't that just awful? Old crying Chuck Schumer. But then that wasn't all she said. Let's go to clip number 4 now. This, again, is the angel mother talking on Fox and Friends this morning about the furlough.
It's a complete disappointment because when we arrived to the United States, I was 16 years old, and I always looked up thinking that this country is so well organized. All the politicians are working in unison to protect and defend the citizens of this country, to make this country the great country it is.
Right.
And to see this nonsense going on in the White House, it's unbelievable. It's an embarrassment.
Well, Agnes,
it's unbelievable. It's an embarrassment. That is an understatement, in my opinion. And we'll get into the Pelosi trip today. And this just exposes, just quickly, the, again, hypocrisy of the Democrats. That's, oh, the shutdown is just the worst. It's awful. We have to get it fixed. We have to come to some sort of agreement and get these people back to work. Oh, but the lead negotiator, the person holding it up, Nancy Pelosi, the one saying, no, you don't get anything. You don't get it. Give us stuff. What are you going to give us? You don't get anything. That woman was planning on a secret trip around the world during this negotiation. So do they really care? Which is it? Is it, oh, my gosh, this is awful. We need to work together and get this government running again. Or is it I'm going to leave and go travel around the world and ignore the shutdown? It's utter hypocrisy. It's utterly disgusting and ridiculous, vile, evil, and, as that angel mother says, heartless. Stay with us, folks. On the other side, I read the fantastic letter from Donald Trump to Nancy Pelosi telling her that she will not be able to go on her trip. And he calls it a publicity tour. He does that on purpose because this was very much not a publicity tour. This was very much a move by the deep state, Nancy Pelosi, one of their spokespeople, to go around and try to make up for the fact that Trump is ending the war in Syria. She's a warmonger.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexander Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Freedom to offend. There is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight. We heard from him a little bit earlier in the show about the wall, the sort of biblical precedent for the wall. And I want to talk about the fallout from the wall. I want to talk about the letter that Donald Trump sent to Nancy Pelosi, which might be one of the most hilarious things to ever happen in politics ever. We have, in fact, a story on InfoWars.com. Must see the best Trump grounds Pelosi memes, and they are gut-bustingly hilarious just to see the memes that these people make. And even there is a tweet from Praying Medic that has a picture of Nancy Pelosi's baggage returned to Congress after the president canceled her flight. You see it sort of sitting there, dejected, rejected in the hallway. And you have somebody commenting, it's a shame because she can't fit all that luggage on her broom. Yeah, it's too bad. It's too bad. Let me read this letter, and then let me get into some of the comments that were made on it. A lot of them, because they tell a fantastic story. But actually, first, let me set the stage for you a little bit here. Nancy Pelosi, of course, recently came out and said that she might, or rather was going to, shut down the State of the Union address. Yes, that's right. The State of the Union address. She was going to deny President Trump the annual like mainstay address to the nation that the president makes. She was going to deny him that because of the shutdown. And that was definitely no small part in his reaction to sending this letter. So let's hear her talk about her reasoning as to why she wanted to shut down the State of the Union.
This is a housekeeping matter in the Congress of the United States so that we can honor the responsibility of the invitation we extended to the president. You can make
just
it from
honoring the responsibility. Oh, you can do it from the Oval Office?
There are hundreds of people working on the logistics and the security of it. Most of those people are either furloughed or victims of the shutdown, the president's shutdown. But that isn't the point. The point is security. This is a very big deal. It is a special security event. And we've never really had a State of the Union when government has been in a shutdown since the Budget Act in the 70s.
Yeah, so there she is, the nearly broken, I don't even know what to call her. She's like a misshapen kind of puppet that's had a bunch of repairs over the years. It's just like, well, the security of the thing. And of course you have Secret Service and Homeland Security coming out and saying, no, we can handle it. We're fine. Don't worry about that. So you're lying, Nancy Pelosi. She's like, well, this security is just, that's what we need to do. So that was definitely part of Trump's response and the reasoning why he would write this letter. I'm going to read this letter here. I'll try not to laugh as I do it. He says, Dear Madam Speaker, Madam Speaker, due to the shutdown, capital S shutdown, I'm sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I'm sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. I also feel that during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the Strong Border Security Movement. It is a movement now. Make sure to capitalize Strong Border and Security. It is a movement and is a movement to end the capital S shutdown. Obviously, if you would like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative. He didn't write it in the letter, but she can spend some of her $200 million that she earned by selling out the American people. He says, I look forward to seeing you soon and even more forward to watching our open and dangerous Southern Capital border finally receive the attention, funding, and security it so desperately deserves! ! Sincerely, Donald J. Trump. This is hilarious and true and accurate what he's saying, that this is not appropriate for her to be going off on a quote-unquote public relations event tour when she should be in Washington trying to restart the government, if that is, you know, as important as she claims it is. Just hilarious. And then, you know, we have stories on Infowars.com. CNN caught in stunning example of journalistic bias. They call Nancy Pelosi, this is Chris some guy from CNN tweets out both of these tweets. He says, Nancy Pelosi just pulled a major power move on Donald Trump's State of the Union. And then when Donald Trump pulls a power move on Nancy Pelosi, it's taking the low road as always. They are so disingenuous and so foolish. And you see these images of like Nancy Pelosi. It's like, you go, girl, you shut down the government. She's got like a, you know, her coat wrapped around her and sunglasses on. It's like, she's such a boss. She's such a boss. She's so cool shutting down the State of the Union. It's like, you're so childish. You are such a group of like, it's literally like everyone in the Democratic Party. You used to have like, you know, some fiscal liberals and some social liberals. You had like all these sorts of people that had intelligent ideas and contributions to add. And it's like they've all slowly morphed into middle school girls. Like that's where we're at now, is we're all just middle school girls. In fact, I want to go to this video now. This is clip number one, guys. Ocasio-Cortez. Basically, I mean, literally, if I told you that this was a middle school girl on a scavenger hunt, Would that be so out of the ordinary? Or would you believe me that this video you're about to see is a middle school girl on a scavenger hunt? Let's play it.
We're roving out to the Senate side because the thing is, we went to his office in the Capitol. We went to his office here in the Russell building. We went to the floor. We went to the cloakroom. He's not in the cloakroom. He's not in the Capitol. He's not in the Russell building. He's not in the floor of the Senate. And 800,000 people don't have their paychecks. So where's Mitch? And just my question.
They couldn't find him because those lawmakers went to the wrong office. McConnell works out of the majority leader's space in the Capitol, which the lawmakers would have needed to pass on their way to the Senate side to try to make their point. And McConnell's folks say they had no advance.
A Twitter commenter said this is the equivalent of searching for your sunglasses only to find out that they're on your head. Yeah, they're in the wrong building. We ran over here, but he wasn't over there. And they said he was over here, so we ran over there. But he wasn't over there either. And we just couldn't find him. And so we're still looking for him, but we just can't find him. It's like, you're in Congress. You're making decisions. You're overseeing banks now, and you literally are like, you look like you're running around a middle school searching for your crush. Like, this is just, I mean, I laugh because, I have to, because in reality, I want to be, yelling and, destroying things and impeaching these idiots. And so, I especially want to go into the reaction. I last night when the news dropped about this letter, the reaction to it was so poignant in how well it illustrated the insanity of the left. And I'm going to spend the whole next segment on that. And as I go through these comments, I will explain to you the reality behind this letter, why Donald Trump made a point to call this a public relations event, why he was able to shut this down, and what Nancy Pelosi was really getting up to. I'm sure she was just going to Afghanistan and Egypt for a public relations event. I'm sure the people of Afghanistan and Egypt were thronging outside of her hotel, just desperate to see the the woman named Nancy Pelosi. I'm sure that this was just a public relations event. No, ladies and gentlemen, she was actively going on a trip to subvert the will of the American president. This was a damage control mission as far as the globalists see it, because as Trump pulls Syria out, well, they've got to come up with a new plan. They still need that whole region destabilized, so they got to figure out how to do it with this troublesome Donald Trump ending their wars. That's why Nancy Pelosi was traveling.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, I'm going to get right into this series of tweets that were in response to Secretary Sanders posting this letter that Trump wrote to Nancy Pelosi. And I got to get through all of them, because it's like I'm building up a cake, a dessert of liberal insanity, and I need to get to that cherry on top. So I'm going to try to get through all of this. The first reply that we have is from Polly Sig, and she says, Trump denying Speaker Pelosi. Now, when I read this next part, third in line for the presidency, I had to do a double take. My God, folks, do you understand the seriousness of the situation that we are in? That Nancy the Witch Pelosi is third in line for our presidency. This is the most terrifying thing I've heard all day. But to continue, she says, denying her the use of military aircraft for a trip which included visiting troops in Afghanistan, an active war zone Trump has yet to visit. It only proves that Trump doesn't give a damn about our troops. He really showed her. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure the troops just hate Trump now. I'm sure they're very, very sad that they don't get to hear from Nancy Pelosi. I'm sure they're very upset. God bless the troops in Afghanistan. I'm glad that it's still a thing that politicians go over and pay homage and visit the troops and see how they're living. Good. That's good. Do you think for one second that they were looking forward to Nancy Pelosi's visit? Yeah, I don't think so. They'll probably get to, like, watch a movie that night instead of having to listen to her give a speech. They're probably very happy about that. And Donald Trump, one of his main platforms has and continues to be support of veterans and the troops. In fact, he's trying to bring them home. He's trying to do the thing that is best for them. Get them out of the hellhole where they're constantly being attacked. But no, he's being mean to Nancy Pelosi. This other guy named P. Resists. That's right. His name is P. Resists. Says the Department of Defense, which is responsible for Pelosi's security in a war zone. They keep pointing it out. This is a war zone. It's an active war zone, Trump. He said, this isn't some whimsical sojourn. Trump, you're treating this like it's a whimsical sojourn. It's not. It's a very serious escapade. Okay? It's a very serious escapade. And you're treating it whimsically, or like it's some sort of sojourn, and it's not. But he says,
This isn't some whimsical sojourn. It's fully funded, unlike the DHS, which is responsible for the State of the Union security. But okay. So he's basically saying, yeah, well, the DOJ's, DOD is fully funded. The DHS is not. That's why we're going to cancel the State of the Union on you, but she should be allowed to go do this. And then, of course, you have the mic drop response from the Trump supporter, Rick Roberts, who says, well, and the DOD is commanded by the president. So if he says no to the trip, the answer is no. It's as simple as that. And that's the pattern that you see. These foolish, weak liberals come on and try to, like, make this case that they care about things that they have never cared about until it becomes convenient to make their point. And then you have a Trump supporter just coming in and just dropping the knowledge. Bloop. Just dropping it in there. Here you go. Bloop. There's the knowledge. You can take all of your nonsense back. And, I mean, so many of these comments, it'll be like someone saying, a liberal saying something really stupid and outrageous and, you know, just liberal leftist talking point. And then you have a blue check mark come in, this very well-spoken professorial type from France that comes in and is like, you're exactly right, Robert. In fact, this is illegal for Trump to do. And it's just all BS. It is disgusting to me. It makes my stomach churn to see these faux intellectual jackasses lying to the American people. So then you have yet another liberal saying, man, this is some childish bull right here. He says, hold the vote. Nobody with half a brain believes the Democrats are responsible for this when the GOP leader in the Senate won't hold the vote. Trump and McConnell are cowards, afraid of a simple vote. Yeah, you're cowards for not just giving us everything we want and not getting anything in return. You're scared of a vote that you know will go against you if you don't give us anything that you want. Just give in, okay? Just give us everything that you want or that we want, or else you're being childish. You're being childish if you don't just give in to all of our demands and get nothing in return. And then, of course, here comes the Trump supporter. Bloop. Not as childish as delaying the State of the Union. Yeah, that's right. You want to call Trump childish for canceling this ridiculous, pointless trip? It's not nearly as childish as the State of the Union. Moving on. Somebody else responds to him saying, actually, it's not childish at all. He can still give the State of the Union writing to Congress, just how they used to do it once upon a time. It's like, it's not childish to cancel his State of the Union. You know, this very important yearly address. It's the main address from the president to the American people to let them know the state of the American Union. But why doesn't he just deliver it in writing? I mean, what is so hard about that? Jeez, it's like you're being so childish by wanting to do the thing that all presidents do every single year and that we're stopping you from doing because we're childish. Just stop being childish. Just give it to him in writing. And then the Congress can decide if they want to release it. Or maybe the Congress can take what you wrote and they can write their own State of the Union and then release both of those at the same time. That's only fair. I mean, I love democracy. These people are such jackasses. And of course, the response to that is, well, if that's how they used to do it once upon a time, why doesn't Nancy go on her publicity tour by flying commercial on her own dime like they used to do it once upon a time? Good response there from a very normal Trump supporter. And that's another thing you notice. With all these responses, the liberals all have, like, very fashionable, like, they've spent time editing it on Photoshop. All of their pictures, like, make them look really good. And, like, they try to be really smart when they talk. And then the Trump supporters are just literally like, oh, I need a picture? Like, well, let's take a picture of myself here in my living room and put it up there. That's who I am. And I'll just speak very clearly and simply. It's like literally we're seeing it's the regular Americans versus the elite assholes. That's who we're dealing with here. Oops, sorry, am I allowed to say that? Pardon my French, ladies and gentlemen. Jack comes back and says, it wasn't actually a publicity tour and it was undisclosed. He disclosed the information and now he's sending her into a war zone. It's a war zone. Have we mentioned that? With a target on her back, real mature and presidential. And then the response to that, which I didn't capture, but it's just someone saying, and now she's not going. So problem solved. She's not going. But folks, if you think that she's going to Afghanistan, Brussels, headquarters of the EU, headquarters of globalism, she's going to the headquarters of globalism. She's going to the place where Trump is trying to end a war and Egypt, which is a political center where, once again, Trump is trying to end the war. This trip from Nancy Pelosi was to kiss the feet of the globalists and try to find a way to either restart the war in Syria or find an alternative way to destabilize that region in conjunction with Egypt and Israel and whoever in Saudi Arabia and all these other people who it benefits to have the region destabilized. That's why she was going. It wasn't a publicity tour. It wasn't because she loves the troops. It wasn't because the troops love her. It's because she was undermining America and trying to undo Donald Trump's presidency and the election that the American people made. That was the point of her mission. That is why President Trump stopped it. That is why everybody's freaking out. Continuing, Amanda, again, very normal photo of a lovely looking woman, just says, hey, best president in my lifetime. Here comes some soy boy to say, oh, so you're two? You're two? Do you not remember Obama and how great he was? So then a Trump supporter comes back with the numbers. He says, numbers don't lie. Lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. Women's unemployment 65-year low. African employment record low. Median household income increased almost $4,000. Paychecks rose 4%. 4 million people off food stamps. It only took the president less than 2 years to do this. And then somebody responds to that, oh, it's almost like he inherited a booming economy from the previous president. This isn't a booming economy. He didn't come out and say, well, President Trump's doing pretty well in the economy, so why don't you give him that? This wasn't, oh, look, here's Obama. He's got the economy going pretty well. And we just continue that trend, and now we're into Donald Trump's territory. This is record-breaking stuff. This is 50-year records, all-time records, millions of people off food stamps. This is groundbreaking achievements in the realm of politics and the economy. This is something that not only President Obama could not achieve, could not set us up to achieve, but is the exact opposite of what Obama and his cronies told us would happen if President Trump was elected. Okay? World record economy. That is what we're dealing with. And now we get to the cherry on top. I made it and I have a minute left. The response to this, kind of like he inherited a booming economy, is a cacophony of misinformation, is a stew where all the ingredients are lies. It's amazing. Brandon Harris says, like how he inherited his father's cash, then became bankrupt soon after. My God, ladies and gentlemen, how misinformed could you possibly be? Okay. First, he takes the $1 million loan. Now, I remind you, at this point that Donald Trump got the loan, he'd been working for his dad's business for years, had run his own developments in this business. But no, now it's he inherited it when his father died, okay, and then became bankrupt soon after. What? I mean, you can say Donald Trump had his companies go bankrupt occasionally, but this idea that he first inherited all of his money and then he lost all of it, he's been a billionaire for like 4 decades. But this guy thinks he was bankrupt as soon as he got his money. This is the level of misinformation. This is all of these lies being gathered together and boiled into a stew of stupidity and served to you.
Defeat the globalists. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever, to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today. Should I go to this video? All right, I'm going to go to this video. No, you know what? I'm changing my mind. I'm switching up on y'all. Sorry, crew. I'm not going to that video. I want to stay on this. I want to savor the cherry that we put on top of the cake last segment. You know, I tried to get it all in time, but there's too much stupidity and undercurrent to just brush over. And I really want to get this point across. I really want you to understand how the ingredients of the misinformation disseminated by the mainstream media can be conglomerated in this stew of stupidity, boiling cauldron of misinformation and idiocy. Once again, we have Brandon Harris saying, like he inherited his father's cash, then became bankrupt soon after. I want to break down the breakdown because you have stories about Donald Trump and some of his businesses declaring bankruptcy, which is a move that businesses do at a certain point when they can no longer support themselves. It's a way to make sure investments or make sure investors get some money back and it all doesn't just go to hell. So Donald Trump has had hundreds of business ventures, like 400 business ventures, like four of them have gone bankrupt. Okay. So the low IQ, low information people don't understand how business works. They don't understand the mechanisms of things like bankruptcy. So they interpret that as, okay, Trump is bankrupt. All right. So even though Trump has been famous for being a billionaire, right, is another thing. They're like, he's famous for being a reality TV star. No, he was made a reality TV star because he was already famous for being incredibly successful and wealthy. Okay, so he is a paragon of self-made entrepreneurship, and he became famous for that. He has been a billionaire for decades. He'd been in trouble at some points, but even at his lowest points, he still, get this, owned skyscrapers. He owned skyscrapers, okay, for his entire life, more or less. So they take this misinformation of, okay, Trump has declared bankruptcy for some of his business. That gets translated into Trump himself went bankrupt. That got translated in Trump has actually always been bankrupt. He actually has never had any money. What? How could you possibly believe that? Oh, right, you're a liberal. So not only do they think that he was bankrupt, they think he went bankrupt soon after. That's what this person says. Soon after he what? Inherited his father's cash. So once again, we have this story about Donald Trump receiving a loan of $1 million to start his business, a loan that he was qualified for, that he could have gotten almost certainly from a bank or from some other financial institution. He got it from his father because probably his father gave him a good rate. Of course, he paid his father back, you know, because that's how loans work. But again, Donald Trump had worked for his father's business. If you read Art of the Deal, you know that Donald Trump had developed large, like residential and building developments in, I think it was Chicago, for his father's business before he ever went out on his own. So he'd already proven himself. He'd already had the chops that he needed, the respect that he needed. He used that to get this $1 million loan. He used that to build an empire. If I gave you $1 million, would you be able to turn it into several billion? I seriously doubt it. I doubt I would be able to do it. It's an amazing feat that he was able to achieve without the assistance of the entire system. In fact, it was all against him. But not only is it no longer a loan, it was no longer even just given to him. He inherited it, which means he inherited it when his father died. So
just, this is, it's like all of these levels of lies that then get contorted and not understood by low IQ people, and then they all get combined together to this perfect expression of liberal disinformation, this perfect crystallized form of stupidity. When Brandon Harris says, like how he inherited his father's cash, then became bankrupt soon after.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the second hour of the David Knight Show with myself, Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight. And I'm joined for this next few segments for, with Dan Lyman, who is the InfoWars Europe editor and producer out there. He is the one on the ground in Europe looking after the freedom of the American people in a way that no other media outlet will or could. Thank you so much for joining me, Dan.
Great to be back with you, Harrison. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. Now, I have been trying to cover the Yellow Vest protest, but as hard as it is to get information about, you know, protests going on here, I find it nearly impossible to find accurate and up-to-date information about the Yellow Vest protests from sources in France or from any sources for that matter. Can you give us just a quick going over? Where's the Yellow Vest protest at now? How are you covering this, and where are we going from here?
Sure thing. It is very difficult to get accurate information about what's going on the ground unless basically you monitor social media and watch the videos, look at the photos, and hear the testimonials from folks. So what I've been doing is keeping a close eye on social media since I was there last in Paris, and I'll be there again this weekend, tomorrow, on the ground for Act 10 of the Yellow Vest protests, which should prove to be quite explosive if Act 9 was any indicator. The police have definitely escalated their use of force against the Yellow Vests, and they've deployed what is kind of a new weapon in the battle. They're called flashballs, or they used to be called flashballs, and there's a new incarnation of them that the French are still calling flashballs. They're basically a 40-millimeter, quote-unquote, non-lethal round that is being deployed against a lot of these protesters, and they are doing some serious damage. I would encourage anyone who wants just to get a visual on what's going on the ground there to go visit a Twitter account for Sotiri Dimpinoudis, and his handle is at S-O-T-I-R-I-D-I. He's put together essentially a master list of basically a tweet thread of all the different videos and photos from the last few weeks of the police brutality and the after effects for many folks. There have reportedly been about a dozen Gilets Jaunes, Yellow Vest protesters who have lost eyes now at this point. We have a man who just came out of an artificially induced coma after being shot in the back of the head by one of these flashballs last weekend. It took him out. He had a brain hemorrhaging, and they induced him into an artificial coma. So he's just come out of a coma, and just the photos and images are horrifying because most of these people are unarmed. And if they are armed, it's typically with like cobblestones. So this is like really, really barbaric stuff that's going on right now.
No, it's totally sick. In fact, I have some of these clips, but I'm always hesitant to show them because they are just that brutal. I mean,
It's blood everywhere. You're seeing people shot in the back of the head. There's footage. I mean, you just see people standing there and the cops come up behind them and shove them so hard, like their face hits the ground first. Totally barbaric stuff. How are the French reacting to this? And how are the police, do you think, are they okay with doing this? Here we have the video there. This guy just taking a picture and just gets shoved face first into the concrete by this cop coming up behind him. And then, of course, you see the fire hoses in the back spraying the protesters as well. That will take your eye out if you're not careful itself. So just what is the atmosphere there? Are the police like, do they buy into the globalist propaganda? And are they like, these are the enemies and we have to kill them? Or are they just following orders and doing their jobs? Just what's that dichotomy between the police and the citizens at this moment?
Well, just like anywhere, there's going to be those within the ranks who are not comfortable with the job that they're doing. We've seen videos in the past weeks where the officers have taken off their helmets in a show of solidarity with the Gilets Jaunes protesters. You see more of that like in the countryside, in the smaller towns and cities. I haven't seen too many videos like that coming out of Paris, which is really where, the epicenter of what's going on here. So, like I said, you have some that are going to be opposed, but then you have a bunch that are they're just following orders. Where have we heard that expression before? And then, of course, we have plenty of thugs that are quite happy to beat up on protesters, whether or not they are definitively from France or have been brought in from the outside remains kind of a murky question because it is a little bit hard to tell. But I will tell you that from my time on the ground, I have seen that there are all different types of security forces out deployed, as you can imagine. And there are groups where you wouldn't even know that they were security forces until they go into action. So they could easily look like fellow protesters. I haven't seen any actually wearing yellow vests, but they're very plain clothes. And then all of a sudden you'll see them go into action. I witnessed this multiple times on the ground in Paris where, just be a group of large men who all of a sudden are well armed and they are, grabbing somebody and ripping them to the ground or going through bags or in a very offensive / defensive posture where they're, taking somebody down and then surrounding them and dragging them away. So it really is like a dichotomy between some really ruthless thugs and some guys who probably aren't too comfortable with what they're doing. But stress levels are increasingly growing, higher and higher. So even perhaps an officer who may not be comfortable going up against his fellow Frenchman might do so just out of confusion or frustration or from being attacked.
Wow. Yeah, that was going to be my next question is, are these French police officers? Do we know that? Or are they being sent in from other EU countries? We have stories of, I think, German ministers basically saying, don't worry about it. The EU army it's already coming together. We don't even need to ask you about it. We're already putting the mechanisms in place to have the EU army, come to fruition. And so, yeah, do we know? Are other countries sending in armed forces to shut down the French people? Is there speculation about that?
There is certainly speculation, as some of the footage you might have seen from the last time I was there indicated that some of the armored vehicles, they only bore EU flags.
Right.
So a lot of people were very disturbed by that. I haven't been able to ascertain any definitive confirmation that any of these forces are from outside of Europe, but nothing would surprise me at all. I mean, they've deployed over 100,000 security forces on New Year's Eve. That's a very large force. It wouldn't surprise me if they drew some of those troops or security officers from other countries. But there is no definitive confirmation that I'm aware of at this time.
And of course, if you know anything about history and you have researched the French Revolution, you know that this was actually one of the big contentions of the French Revolution was that the French people were rising up against their king, and their king was literally trying to escape to another country to get an army from Austria to come in and put down the French people. And that's why you had this, sort of world war. One of the first world wars was against Napoleon and against the French Revolution before Napoleon was even in power. It was against the French Revolution because it was just like it is today, a sort of globalist system of elites who were, nobles and royalty at that time. Now they're bankers and, policymakers. By the time they were royalty, and all of the royal families were in it together because they would get together to suppress the peasants and the lower people. And so if the French people rose up, well, you'd get the army from Austria and an army from Bavaria or whatever and come in to France to put down your own people because you wanted to uphold this system of globalism. Is this something like, do the French people, obviously they know their history. They have their history. Are they seeing this as a second French Revolution? Is that spirit understood there in France?
Certainly possible. If you look at the fact that they've been doing this now, we're going into the 10th week of protests. They don't seem to be slowing down, regardless of what the mainstream media attempts to portray about this movement. Every week they say, oh, it's getting weaker. I don't see that. Obviously, it's a little hard to tell, but it looks like the head of steam is still there. It certainly fluctuates from week to week, you know, given with the weather or the holidays. But as of last weekend, things looked as strong as ever. And today, Macron was in a city called Suillac, I believe. And he was there to meet with mayors from around the country in an attempt, basically just like an kind of a olive branch to the yellow vest protesters, saying, oh, I'll meet with local administrators to try to get this all sorted out. But I think people see right through that. And there were large protests in that town as well for Macron's arrival. So, I mean, he's just so wildly unpopular at this point. The last polling that I've seen is he's closing in on 20% approval and over 75% disapproval. So, I mean, these people are not slowing down. We'll see where it goes from here.
All right, yeah, we'll get more on the other side, find out exactly what that escalation might look like. Dan Lyman.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But today, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader,
and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking to Dan Lyman, who is the InfoWars reporter for InfoWars Europe, the editor of that website. You can follow him on Facebook and on Twitter at Citizen Analyst. It's Dan Lyman at Citizen Analyst on Twitter and Facebook. We saw some of the just brutal video from the protest yesterday. We're seeing all sorts of insane headlines about that shocking video. That's the one that you saw with the man bleeding from his head. That was a fireman who is a yellow vest protester shot in the back of the head by, as you're mentioning, it's called flashballs, gave him brain damage, put him in a coma. I suppose he's out of that coma now, but the people on the ground were saying they were shooting people like rabbits in the back of the head. Of course, you have Macron doing damage control as best he can. You have it reported that, I believe this was last weekend, 84,000 paraded all over France. They say the numbers are on the rise, but the violence is decreasing. I suppose that must be the violence from the protesters, because we also have a former French minister coming out and basically saying, shoot them dead. That's basically what he's saying. He's saying, he says, what I don't understand is we give the means to the police to put an end to this violence, meaning the new live ammo round weapons that they are giving to the police officers. And the interviewer says, well, do you think that might lead to bloodshed? And this guy, Ferry, he's a former French conservative minister, Luc Ferry, he says, so what? Listen, frankly, when you see guys beating up an unfortunate policeman on the floor, that's when they should use their weapon once and for all. That's enough. Are you worried that this is going to, result in people having their lives ended, being shot upon by the French police, Dan? Do you think it's going to get to that level, and how soon?
I am concerned about that. I think a lot of people are concerned, and there are folks who do see it as an inevitability if this continues. Some other tactics that were used last weekend, for instance, they were from the helicopters. They were shooting down tear gas canisters and also flashballs. Now, I was just reading about an 80-year-old woman who was trying to shut her windows on one of these crazy streets, and she was struck in the head with a tear gas canister and it killed her. So she's one of about 10 or a dozen people who have died thus far in the protest. Most of those have been due to traffic accidents. You know, they've been blocking roads and then someone will plow through and hit somebody and kill them. That was the first I had heard of someone actually being hit by anything fired by an officer and killed. So, I mean, it's already happened, even though it was an accident. Right. But many of these, I mean, that man who was in a coma, he just got out after a week of being in a coma. He easily could have died. There are other people whose injuries definitely looked life-threatening. Anything to the head like that is very dangerous, hence why I have purchased a sturdy helmet and goggles for this weekend. I went in a bit naive last time and in a rush, and I did share this story with Alex at the time. We were standing off to the side on Champs-Élysées, basically just monitoring and videoing, and all of a sudden the crowd went rushing by us, and I heard something ping off the bricks right above my head, and we just took off on a sprint, keeping the head low. I would assume that was possibly a non-lethal round or some sort of shrapnel or whatnot, so I went in very unprepared and going in much more prepared this time, so we'll see what happens.
Wow, man, God bless you and stay safe. But yeah, it looks like a war zone from the images that we're seeing come out. And of course, you have French riot police brandishing Heckler and Koch G36 semi-automatic rifles with 30-round magazines. Whether they plan on using them or not, it's obviously there to give the impression that they're going to use them to try to scare the French people. Now, Now, when you do that to me, when you try to threaten me, when you say, oh, you're being a peaceful protester, I'm going to crush you with violence, that invigorates me. That makes me want to fight back even harder. Is that the spirit that the French people are exhibiting, or are they at all going to be cowed by these threats of violence?
It doesn't seem that they are being cowed. I would think that if they were going to be, this would have died out a lot sooner, or perhaps around Christmas time when people start spending more time with their families and go back to their normal lives. That's what was predicted, that it would kind of slow down at Christmas. That certainly has not happened. So we're working into week 10 here, and things are still with a full head of steam. And if there is a death at the hands of police, something definitive like that, perhaps something caught on video, I think that the outcome would be catastrophic. I think a lot of these people are prepared for essentially what amounts to warfare in the streets, as they've shown. We have people that are driving forklifts through government buildings and mm-hmm. destroying property. And, you know, we had this video recently of a boxifer, Christophe Dottinger, I think is his name. And he basically had enough. He snapped. He had been at every protest. And eventually he was at this one, and his wife got tear gassed, and he was tear gassed. And he said, I've had enough. And he jumped into a melee and just started pounding riot officers with his bare fists. Now, he was arrested. Unfortunately, he turned himself into police after they identified him. And within hours, the French people had raised something like $120,000 for him on crowdfunding for his legal defense. But last week, they were chanting his name. He has become a rallying cry. So just imagine if somebody is actually killed, or we have more of these kind of figureheads that are being arrested. So the fire is not going out anytime soon, from what I can tell.
Yeah, and I think we're playing the video of him here. I think this is the guy you're talking about. And it really incredible foot. I mean, literally punching through a riot shield and overpowering the police there. Really pretty awe-inspiring stuff. You see the real weakness of the police there. I mean, this dude literally does like a front flip into frame. It's just really awesome stuff. So, are there leaders of the Yellow Vest movement? This is one of the things that confuses me. To me, there seems to be no cohesive leader or even structure. Are there leaders that we just aren't seeing, or is this literally just groundswell, everyone is feeling the same way, so a leader is not necessary sort of movement?
Well, there are people on social media who are doing, like, you know, the lion's share of organizing, let's say, and there are people who have chosen to rise up as spokespeople. I've heard some good arguments against anyone attempting that, or anyone trying to fall in behind someone who identifies himself as a Yellow Vest leader, because first of all, this is a people's movement, and there is no one that should be allowed to claim that at this time. So if they do, they either are someone with nefarious intents, perhaps even an infiltrator, or also, as we've seen, those who do identify themselves as leaders do get arrested. And so you make yourself a target for being taken down by the government. And I think that it'd be better if people just if they just keep this movement as a very amorphous blob of just rage against the machine, essentially, and right. not to identify any leaders at this time. Perhaps down the road, there has been talk that they could form a political party. So that's definitely a possibility. And if they do that, they need to be very careful who they put out in front of them, because obviously right. they'll take them down the way they have done to even Le Pen, who has identified as a supporter of the Yellow Vests.
And so you will be going to the next event this Saturday. How can people find, are you going to be streaming live? How can people find your work this Saturday?
I will be down on the ground in Paris for sure all day for Act 10 tomorrow. I encourage everyone to follow me at Citizen Analyst, and I will be posting a slew of videos and photos and from throughout the day, and we'll be posting those to our websites and also, of course, carrying some of that footage on later broadcasts. And I'll probably dip in next week to deliver an update from Paris, and then also head on to Davos for the World Economic Forum. So follow me on Twitter at Citizen Analyst.
Well, God bless you. Stay safe. Keep your head down. Wear your helmet. Get your gas mask. Thank you so much, Dan Lyman. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Harrison. Cheers.
Powerful stuff, folks.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Human spirit that refuses to submit.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, you're listening to The David Knight Show.
Dan Lyman joined us for the last two segments. He was talking about some of the harrowing experiences he had covering on the ground the protests in France, the Yellow Vest, Gilets Jaunes protests. Folks, this is why they fear InfoWars. This is why they want to shut InfoWars down. This is why they are attacking InfoWars with everything that they have. And I know maybe you're sick of hearing it, but folks, this is ongoing. This is real. We were kicked off Roku not 2 days ago. There's so much news. I'm not even talking about it. I'm not even covering it. It's like it happens. We move on. We make changes. We're coming out with stuff that will
blow Roku out of the water. Don't worry about that. We're fighting back. We're doing everything we can do. We just are begging you to do what you can do to help us and support us. This is a movement. This is a powerful weapon arrayed against the New World Order and the globalist masters that literally will shoot you dead for daring to question their dictates, who will bring in people from other countries into yours to shut down your ability to have a say over your own government, your own livelihood, your own nation. It's sick. It needs to be exposed. It's being hidden at every level except for people they can't control. The people they can't control, they destroy. They can't destroy, they can't control us, so they try to destroy us. You know what? They can if we don't have the backing of the American people or people all over the world. I get on Twitter, I get on comments on Facebook, I see people from South Africa, from Wales, from New Zealand. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. You too are part of this revolution, this worldwide revolution and reawakening of humanity against the globalist forces that would keep you down, destroy you, replace you with somebody more malleable and controllable, and they see you as simply economic factors. They see you simply as numbers to be exploited, and if you're a little bit too expensive for them, if you're a little bit too troublesome for them, they're quick to erase you from the books and replace you with somebody more affordable. It's sick. It's happening everywhere. And InfoWars is one of the only places, it's one of the only places that's saying the truth. It's almost the only place that says the truth with this quality of production and this quality of broadcast that you have come to expect from InfoWars and that we try to bring to you as we bring you the truth. And you have to understand, folks, the Yellow Vest movement is terrifying the hell out of the globalist. It is scaring the elites to a level that they have not been scared to in a very long time. And, you know, we can cover, especially in Germany and elsewhere in Europe, where they have, you know, the AFD politician was beaten nearly to death by left-wing extremists. And then the AFD was put under surveillance. They are so scared of a nationalist freedom-based movement where the government will work for the people of the nation that it governs. They will go to any length to destroy them. They will wield any power that is in their grasp. So now you have posters of that injured AFD politician being posted around, graphic pictures that say basically left-wing extremism underneath it, just trying to get this message out, because you know that the media outlets in America, in Europe, all over the world are keeping these types of stories totally hidden, totally just unknown to the people that they actually affect. And it's completely sick, and we're doing everything we can to fight against it. We have people on the ground bringing you unfiltered, uninterrupted, you know, bird's eye view from on the ground view. We are covering these things. We are covering this revolution worldwide, and we need your help to do it. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Give us the ammo we need to wage this war. We have new products that are coming out that are going to be very exciting that I can't wait to tell you about, but I won't jump the gun on Alex there. I'll just tell you about Super Male Vitality Body Survival Shield X3. These are some staple products for InfoWars. These are some of our most popular, some of our best sellers. This stuff, if you are questioning it at all, just make a purchase. It funds us. You know you're funding the fight for free speech. You know you're funding the fight for the Second Amendment. And on top of that, you will find that you enjoy the products and that you like them and that they help you and that you feel them. You feel the blood coursing through your body. You feel your joints lighten. That's how I feel when I take the Bod Ease, the turmeric. Really, really does affect you. Really does just make it easier to live with these little aches and pains that we feel every day. If you're active or if you're just sitting in front of a computer all day, you do need to take care of your body and your mind. And Survivor Shield X3 comes in both 1 and 2 ounce bottles. That's 50% off. The Supermail Vitality is 50% off, and the Bodies is 50% off. You know, we're constantly having good sales, but that is a very good sale. And if you combine all three of these, you are working with a truly powerful combination, a concoction that will fuel you as you do your part in this war against those that would enslave you and would tell you that, well, masculinity is bad and being healthy is evil. It's probably white supremacy at this point. I mean, they talk about us as if, A, that we're snake oil salesmen, as if we don't believe in and actually use the products that we sell, even though these people complaining, they all use the exact same products, just in a different label, but they're too short-sighted. They don't understand that that's the case. They think that what we sell is not the real deal because they haven't tried it yet. And hey, if you have questions about whether it's a real deal, try it. Call me out. Tell me I'm a liar if you buy Supermail or Bodies and take it and are not satisfied. Because I take it and I am satisfied. Okay? Let's just say that. But then you look at what they want for you. You look at these people who are telling us we're bad, telling us we're evil, telling us we're the big, bad, you know, racist, sexist, homophobic, all this nonsense because what, we like freedom, because we like America. And then you look at what they are supporting, what they are advocating, and the health products that they use. From the Mercury News, blood from the young is now on sale for the old in San Francisco. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, vampires are walking among us, and they all pay $8,000 a liter for young blood. Ambrosia, a startup founded by Stanford Medical School graduate, has begun pouring the blood of the young into the hardened arteries of the elders in five cities. So there you go. You can now infuse yourself with the blood of the young. You too can be a vampire. You too can be the undead bloodsuckers of your nightmares for the low, low price of $8,000 a liter. And this is the world that we are moving rapidly towards, is you have young people who can't even afford to live. They've been lied to their whole lives. They've been set up for a life of failure and dependency. Out of desperation, they maybe sell their blood. They sell their very lifeblood, their very body, to gain a little bit of money. And some, you know, entrepreneurial vampire in San Francisco will take that and sell it to the rich people who have set up the world in which millennials and those younger are bound to fail, in which the systems that once maintained order and security are crumbling all around them. Those people take the blood from their victims and infuses it to themselves in an attempt to live longer. This is Satanism. This is evil to a cartoonish degree. This is the world that we are living in. True bloodsuckers now walking the streets of San Francisco. Don't say we didn't warn you. Don't think for a second that it stops there, ladies and gentlemen. Fight against the evil. Fight for the good guys. InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In the next hour, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be joined by InfoWars reporter Greg Reese as we break down the really awesome effect that his reports have had on Iran. He's now, InfoWars itself is now getting the attention of the Iranian government. We have them shaking in their boots. We'll break all that down in the next hour. I'm going to go to a report here by John Bowne, a flashback to the fact that we reported here at InfoWars Islamic translation dictionaries found at the border years ago. Of course, that comes at the heels of a news story about prayer rugs being found in the desert. And, of course, we have ABC News' largest single group of migrants ever, tunnels under border wall in Arizona, says border protection. And then the first line is the largest single group of asylum seekers. Yes, they always remind you it's not illegal to seek asylum. Then why are they crawling under the wall? Why are they tunneling under the wall? Riddle me that. It's just insanity. The border continues to be a major problem and a source of danger for us as nobody is looking at who's coming in. Now we go to this report by John Baum.
Pueblo Sin Fronteras' caravan of roughly 1,100 Hondurans that threatened to cross through Mexico and into the United States has now split off into smaller groups. Some will attempt to stay in Mexico, some have turned back, and an estimated group of 200 or more are still heading for the United States border to openly manipulate the joke that is the catch-and-release program.
I speak to you as an immigrant myself. I came to this country 45 years ago with me and my mother, okay? 45 years ago, we were not offered sanctuary. We were not offered an easier, softer way, okay? We were told, you have to be an American citizen, and here's what you have to do. And we did it. We worked hard, and we put in our time, okay? And I now have a piece of paper hanging on my wall called a naturalization certificate that says I am a proud United States American citizen. And if I can do it, every single person that's a dreamer in this room can do it. Every person that's undocumented in this room, they could do it too.
So we had very, very weak laws. We have the worst laws you ever think, catch and release, which we're terminating very quickly. We're doing it in pieces. No, it's unbelievable. Think of this. So we have a country where if they step 1 foot, not 2 feet, if 1 foot hits our country, we have to take those people, gently register them, and then release them. Okay? We're going to release them, essentially, in a short period of time. So we release them. And then they're supposed to come back for a court case. We hire more judges. We're trying to hire thousands of judges. No other country in the world does it. We hire judges so that these people will come back. Now, they're on the land. We release them. They go someplace into our country. They're supposed to come back within 2 or 3 years for a court case. But nobody ever comes back.
President Trump signed a proclamation on Wednesday to send up to 4,000 National Guard members to the border. Meanwhile, the first of the left-leaning governors refusing to support President Trump rears up, declaring, as the Daily Mail reports, Oregon Governor Kate Brown tweeted, "If Donald Trump asks me to deploy Oregon Guard troops to the Mexico border, I'll say no. As commander of Oregon's Guard, I'm deeply troubled by Trump's plan to militarize our border." But President Trump is hardly backing down. When Trump says enough is enough, consider this. As Breitbart reported, Border Patrol agents arrested 8 Bangladesh nationals in the Laredo sector during a 2-day period last week. During the month of March, Laredo sector agents arrested at least 24 after they illegally crossed from Mexico. The Laredo sector leads the nation in arrests of Bangladeshis who enter the U.S. illegally in South Texas. Border Patrol agent Hector Garza said, "The arrest of these people from Bangladesh shows there is a clear pipeline from anywhere in the world to Mexico and onto the southern border of Texas."
Can you speak about your organization? Explain where some of your volunteers come from and who they are.
Actually, we even have a lot of out-of-staters, Nebraska, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Oklahoma, many from Florida. Part of our mission is to enforce or help assist Border Patrol and other law enforcement entities out here. We will post out on these heavily trafficked areas and report specific numbers to Border Patrol, specific locations, and they have learned that we're a big help. We're like extra eyes and ears out here. We also, a big part of our mission is awareness, and we do many speaking engagements to let people know exactly what's going on out here and what we're seeing, despite what others say in high political offices that the border is safe, these border towns are safe. It is not.
Our ranch gate is 69 miles north of the bridge in Hidalgo that goes into Reynosa, Mexico.
A little over a day's walk.
Well, actually, most of these people don't walk 69 miles. They all pay a criminal organization, mainly the cartels, big money to be brought up here and let out south of this Border Patrol checkpoint, 4.5 miles south of our ranch on U.S. Highway 281. So they're all contributing to organized crime by paying large sums of money to be brought in here. And to give you an example, the Chinese are paying $50,000. The Indians are paying $10,000 to $20,000. All the Central Americans, the average is about 7,000. So, and the Mexicans, especially southern Mexico, are paying 3,000. So it's a huge, huge money event for the cartels, probably even more lucrative than the drug business.
What percentage are you seeing from places other than South and Central America?
The Border Patrol and Homeland Security categorize the people that are not from Mexico as other than Mexicans. And prior to last night, it was running about 73% of the people apprehended in the Rio Grande Valley are OTMs, other than Mexican. A lot of Central Americans, but really from all over the world. And we were informed last night that that number has escalated to 80%. So, and this is a fact. So most of the people that we encounter here, a larger percentage of them are people from other countries other than Mexico.
And we're not told about the special interest aliens. We have had Somalians here once they got on that special alien list. They won't tell us that anymore, but there have been Somalians, India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Chinese, you name it, we've had it here.
We've also found evidence that people from these special interest countries, in particular Pakistan and Afghanistan, Iran, are coming through our property. During one of our Texas Border Volunteer operations last year, we had a group of 10. We spotted, we followed them, informed the Border Patrol where they were going to come out on the highway. Border Patrol were not able to respond fast enough. They climbed the fence and loaded up and left, and were not caught. But as one of them was climbing over the fence, he dropped a package. And that package was an Urdu dictionary. Urdu is a language spoken in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And in that translation book, Urdu in English, there were a lot of phrases circled and outlined. Do you speak Spanish? Do you speak English? You must pay in dollars. So we know that special interest countries, in particular countries like Pakistan or Afghanistan, that are not particularly friendly with our country, are slipping through here under the disguise of and under the all this other activity that's going on, where these families are giving up and the Border Patrol resources are being compromised, so it's easier for them to slip through this private property. And that's just one example. And more recently, within the past 2 weeks, some Iranian money was found in a bailout vehicle. So we know they're coming in here.
Besides that Iranian money being found in a bailout vehicle up here, four Syrians, which is not, you know, public news yet, but four Syrians were apprehended on the Rio Grande River a couple days ago. We're never divulged the special interest aliens, but I think it's time America gets alarmed. They've already come through here. It's us as the humanitarian crisis, and it's an OTM crisis. It just take out the factor of the women and children. It's an other than Mexican crisis right now. We're, you know, being invaded by third world country people, and in those third world country people are the special interest aliens, and our borders are porous. They feel like they're wide open right now, and that's a dangerous scenario.
And as Joe Jankowski reports, U.S. Border Patrol has arrested sex criminals in the days leading up to Trump's decision to send National Guard troops to the southern border. So far in the month of April, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection has had its hands full with detaining sex offenders who had sought to enter the country at the U.S.
Right, folks, you can see that full video at Infowars.com. That's John Bowne years ago breaking news that wouldn't be broken until about this week. Yes, that's right. InfoWars, tomorrow's news today, next year's news today. Stay tuned. Greg Reese talking about Iran on the other side. You will not want to miss this, folks.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, With an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Vermont leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Good morning. It is the third hour of the David Knight Show, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on this, the 18th of January, 2019. Happy Friday to everybody. We're going to go to a video here from Campus Reform. They do excellent work out on the street just showing the level of idiocy and controlled informational flow that exists, especially on today's campuses in America. He goes around and asks students if they hate toxic masculinity, and then he asks them to define it. Let's watch that now.
I'm Emma Michelle with Campus Reform. This week, Gillette released an ad taking on the subject of toxic masculinity. What exactly does that mean? Well, we are here at Georgetown University today asking students what they think about the issue. Do you think that toxic masculinity is a problem that we need to address in society?
In society, I'd say it definitely is something we should address.
It's definitely an issue that most of us face in some way or another.
I'm actually a women and gender studies minor, so we talk a lot about toxic masculinity in some of my classes.
I definitely think it is an issue at large.
I've absolutely heard of toxic masculinity, and I do think it's an issue.
I think it's a huge issue that should be addressed.
It's a real problem, especially for high school girls, as they start to try and like break into the workforce, and there's people just kind of like breaking them down, saying that like it's not good enough because it's usually males.
Focusing on it would be worthwhile here for sure.
I think we need more ads like this because it brings attention to this very serious topic.
People have become more sensitive to it nowadays.
How would you define toxic masculinity as a term in your own words?
Toxic masculinity, I would define as
there isn't a sort of logic to it. I feel like it's more just strutting your stuff and being manly beyond there being a point to be.
I don't really know.
The idea that men have to be a certain way, you know, dominant, physically imposing and all, and to the extent where...
And these constructs are not necessarily conducive to building strong relationships between different members and communities.
Toxic masculinity could be like really anything, anything that like puts men over females.
I guess maybe I would say just guys being expected to behave a certain way. And
ooh, that's a tough question. I would say maybe the persistent reinforcement that like being a man means a certain thing.
I guess just kind of the societal ideas of what it means to be masculine has kind of, it's kind of become something so large that it's become very toxic.
The idea that
you have to conform to traditional notions of what it means to be a man.
If you had to draw the line somewhere between what's toxic masculinity and what's just normal masculinity, how would you do that?
Like, I don't know. Like, I think it's a very gray line. Like, not one you would be able to easily distinguish.
Wow, that's a hard question.
If someone is, you know, feels like they can't cry or feels like they can't be open and emotional.
Where do you think the line is drawn between toxic masculinity and just regular male behavior?
That's a tough one.
I'd say when it goes against probably when what people might say about you is the main drive and you acting that sort of way, I feel like that is probably when toxic masculinity comes into play.
Maybe you draw the line at a place where somebody feels that just because of masculine norms, they have to act a certain way and they're uncomfortable with that.
Once it becomes psychologically or mentally damaging to the individual, you know, once they feel so under pressure that, you know, their mental health gets disturbed or something like that, then I think that's where the line might be drawn.
I'm Emma Michelle.
The zombification and feminization continues on college campuses and throughout America. That's campus reform showing for the world to see just how dumbed down and controlled the American college students truly are.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show. A new Chrome extension called NewsGuard claims to restore trust and accountability by telling you what websites are lying to you and which ones are telling the truth. They provide a NewsGuard shield displayed in the top of your Chrome browser that signals green if a website is trying to get it right, and red if it has an agenda or knowingly publishes falsehoods or propaganda. Interestingly enough, the NewsGuard shield shows red on every website that questions the establishment narrative and shows green on every website that supports the establishment narrative. For example, establishment news site Forbes praises NewsGuard, saying NewsGuard gets a leg up in the war on real fake news, and Forbes gets a green shield from NewsGuard. RT, a website that often questions the establishment narrative, posts an article that is critical of NewsGuard, and RT gets a red shield from NewsGuard. On their website, NewsGuard asks, "Why trust us?" And when we look at their advisory board, we see Richard Stengel, who proudly described himself to the Council on Foreign Relations as a propagandist.
My old job at the State Department was what people used to joke as the chief propagandist job. We haven't talked about propaganda. Propaganda, I'm not against propaganda. Every country does it, and they have to do it to their own population, and I don't necessarily think it's that awful.
We see retired General Michael Hayden,
former director of the CIA and NSA, who has made multiple media appearances where he exclaims a clear, strong bias against President Trump. And at a press conference in July of 2018, the White House press secretary told reporters that in addition to revoking Brennan's security clearance, the president is considered revoking clearances for Director James Comey, James Clapper, Michael Hayden, Susan Rice, and Andrew McCabe. NewsGuard is like a new version of Snopes.com, except rather than being run by one shady character, NewsGuard is run by a slew of establishment swamp creatures, such as Gordon Krovitz of the Council on Foreign Relations, and former Secretary of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge. NewsGuard tells you what to believe so that you don't have to bother with the basic responsibility of due diligence. The ruse is obvious to those thinking for themselves, but NewsGuard is only trying to corral the few sheeple the establishment have left in their stables. They will only succeed at placating their ignorant flock. So one has to ask, how does the establishment plan to deal with those of us who think for ourselves? This is Greg Reese for NewsWars.com.
So that report was by Greg Reese, who joins me now in studio. Great stuff, Greg. As always, you come out with these amazing reports that really do a great job of breaking this stuff down. We'll get into some of your Iranian reports about what's happening in Iran, but I hadn't seen that one yet. That was really disturbing in a lot of ways, that they would give you this thing and expect you to put it on there. And then, of course, the groups that they're using, that they're choosing to partner with. I mean, what is behind this, do you think? What's their ultimate goal with this? And what does this illustrate to you as we move forward into the future?
I think we've seen in the past how Snopes.com works.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing to me that Snopes works. Like, I have people that I know that I consider to be intelligent. You know, they probably scored decently high on an IQ test that trust Snopes. And mm-hmm. to me, that's absolutely absurd. But, after doing my research, it looks like NewsGuard is just sort of a more prestigious, legitimate looking Snopes. You know, there's a lot more names on board. There's all deep pages in the website. It's all technical. So it looks to me like they're just trying to do desperate damage control in this extraordinary awakening that I think we're experiencing right now, where they want to, just manage the people that they still have desperately and keep them on board. That's why at the end of the report, I kind of ended with the question, like, what are they going to do with the rest of us? Because it just seems hopeless what they're doing. It just seems hopeless.
But, right. Well, it seems like they're incapable of capturing the, as they see it, the problem, right? We're the problem, InfoWars, or, you know, places that tell the truth that aren't controlled. We're the problem. And since they can't capture us at the source, they go for the, like, overarching thing, right? They suddenly are now attacking the browser. Then they sort of moved up and up and up, right? First they attack the source, and then that doesn't work. We still power through. Then they go, okay, now we'll attack their YouTube and their Facebook, and we'll put little warnings on that. And we still kind of have power, so now they're going to the browser. It's like they're going farther and farther out, almost zooming farther and farther out, and just trying to take control of the entire system as a whole, since they can't control the individual pieces.
Yeah. And it goes back to what I've been observing personally for the past 2 years since Trump got elected, is it seems like they're rolling out all their tricks. Mm-hmm. Like, I would guess NewsGuard was part of the plan. And they're just like all these other things. They're just quickly rolling it out as quick as they can. It's ahead of schedule because they don't know what else to do. It seemed like they had no plan B. Keeps coming back to that. Like, the whole thing depended on, people being asleep.
Right.
And once you take that out of the equation, it all falls apart, which is in itself quite fascinating, I think, you know?
Yeah, and you were pointing out during the break and while we were watching that this is symptomatic of what's going on all over the world. And we'll get into more so in the next segment, Iran and your work and how that interacts there. But people don't often think of Iran as somewhere that is also having an awakening of humanity. But Iran is experiencing it. Obviously, it's being experienced in full force in France. America, you know, sort of the leader on that, Brexit. So this is a worldwide division between those who are awakened and those who are asleep, right?
I think so. I think it is, you could look at it spiritually. I don't think there's ever been a time in recorded history where we've experienced this, where it seems like in mass, the people are waking up to the tyrants. I don't think that's ever happened, at least
right.
in the past 6,000 years.
Right. It's happened in individual places, but we really are seeing a worldwide awakening. I keep referring to it as a worldwide civil war because that's,
yeah.
It's like all of these countries are experiencing this, fractionization or fracturing between two sides, but these two sides are like the same in every country.
Yeah.
The globalist versus the nationalist or the humans versus the machine.
I would say individual freedom, versus collectivism. Collectivism is just a fancy word for enslavement, really, because, to not allow an individual soul to follow their own heart and follow their own path and form their own personal relationship with God and live their life accordingly is the ultimate crime, I would say, to take that from someone.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why it's so funny. It's like not only do we hear at InfoWars, like, I don't know, people accuse us of being like in an echo chamber and stuff, but what I love about bringing on InfoWars reporters like you or like Jake, it's like we all have different ways of looking at things, and that's what I so appreciate your view, because you always take this very spiritual view of it. And of course, we have David Knight, he always takes like the liberty. He breaks it down to its most basic forms. Like, is it support liberty or does it bring liberty down? You tend to focus on, or that's just sort of your mindset, is you're very spiritual and you recognize and can sense the spirituality that's being awakened here. Is that what brought you to like doing what we're doing here now? Or, you know,
absolutely
play into it?
So I was, before I came to InfoWars, I was living at an ashram in a temple for about 3 years, close to 3 years. I worked at the ashram, and then from like 5 p.m. to 10 in the morning, I was the only person for like 2 miles living alone in this temple. It was extraordinary. And, I accomplished a great deal of personal spiritual work and stuff. But near the end of that, where I guess you could say I found peace within myself or whatever, that is when the next chapter started opening up. That's when I started seeing Trump fighting globalists.
That was when...
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, This formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. From all over the world, especially to our friends in Iran, it is late in the evening there, and we welcome you and thank you for tuning in. We know we have fans all over the world, and we do love you all. I just want to say that outright. And so, Greg, what has been your journey through this interaction you've had with Iranian citizens, these you know, Persians that have really gravitated to your work? Just what has been succinctly your timeline and how this got started and where we are today?
Well, it's interesting because it picks up at the very last question you were asking, the inspiration to come to InfoWars. And so during the exact same time, I was on my knees asking to somehow find a way to help out America in this incredible time, or the world even in this incredible time. That was around December of Christmas time of 2017, going into 2018. Around that same time, I remember the Iranian uprisings. And it was so moving, I guess is the word to use, inspiring, and the fact that the mainstream media was ignoring it, and it was, to me, that was one of the first times, this is before what we're seeing in Paris, and this is the first time I think I ever saw something like it, where it looked like an actual, authentic, everyone's up in the street saying we're sick of this, and something about that just made me think, wow, Iran, and then I kept thinking about Iran for all the way up until July when I started working at InfoWars. And then within my first month of InfoWars, I was still thinking about Iran. So I said, I'm going to do an article on Iran. And there was a couple of spies. They just came up in the news again. And after that article, I started getting, contacted by Restart on Twitter, hundreds, to the point where I got curious and I was like, all right. So I started contacting them back, replying to them, and they started filling me in. And next thing you know, we went to California to interview their leader.
And so what is Restart exactly for people that don't know?
Restart is a populist movement in Iran that was started a few years ago by a Sayed Mohammed Husseini, who used to be a TV personality. He's a bit like Trump. He's not a billionaire, but he was famous. He was a loved character. When the regime tried getting him to turn political, that's when he left and came to America. And ended up forming Restart. And he was getting millions of downloads. He's a lot like Alex Jones as well. He does podcasts out of California now, and he educates his movement like an InfoWars audience. I would say the Restart people are as educated, if not more so, than our audience. I mean, they're keen. they know who to trust here in America, even, and who the deep staters are. They know who the swamp creatures are. It's extraordinary. They're, in many ways, they're just like us, I would say. They're dealing with the exact same problems. They're getting censored in Iran as well. They call it restart because they want a complete restart. They don't want to reform the government. They don't want any Islamic rule. They want separation of church and state.
Mm.
They want freedom of speech. They want the right to bear arms. So they want a complete restart, drafting a constitution. I think they want 5 political parties to choose from. And they want to do it peacefully. They want to do it through knowledge and educating people. At first, I remember thinking in my head, I'm like, you can't do it like that. And
right.
I remember I was contacting them. I was even, but that's what they want. And now that I'm seeing what's happening in Paris, I'm starting to question that now. Like, if enough of us stand up and say we want this, then
what are they going to do?
What are they going to do?
How can they fight back against it?
Right.
Oh, it's amazing. So what has been the effect now that you have brought eyes? Cause you know, the thing about Iran, you talk about, I've been thinking about Iran. It's like there's such a dearth of information about Iran coming, you know, into American media. I mean, anything that does come in is totally skewed and, you know, politicized to favor the neocons and all this sort of stuff. So it's like most Americans have no even concept of what Iran is. So it's hard enough to get that information. Now here you are, an American, at an American media company making something that speaks for the Iranian people. What was their reaction to that? And what has been the effect of you bringing American eyes and Iranian eyes to this restart movement?
Well, it's been very personal, I guess you could say. I mean, I have spent a lot of time studying different traditions of spirituality, and theirs is primarily Sufi, which is one that I didn't really look into all that much. I knew about the poet Rumi and Hafiz, and these are like their teachers. And so Sufi is all about love. Sufi is about praising God through your actions, through loving each other, through dance, through music. And so throughout this whole time, I've been in contact with about a dozen members plus the leader. Personally, I've fallen in love, not just with their culture and their passion, but their vision for restart. They think of restart as a global thing, not in the sense of globalism, but in the sense of that the entire world is waking up and the entire world wants to be free. And it's like what we were talking about earlier off the air, that there seems to be almost, or on the air, I can't remember, there seems to be a civil war globally happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're saying by restart is the whole world needs to restart. That's kind of one of the things they say.
But has the information that you're putting out, has it been spread around Iran? Is Iran, is it being?
Oh, yes. We recently,
limited in Iran or censored?
Well, we recently did an article on InfoWars where there are members of the besieged and there are members of the Revolutionary Guard that are in restart. So there's spies.
Wow.
And there was a leaked memo recently that was going around the regime that mentioned InfoWars in it. And it was saying that basically we successfully silenced Restart for 2 years. And now they went on an InfoWars, American media company InfoWars, for an interview. And now they're getting all kinds of press.
Wow.
And so the memo was basically saying, it's urgent if you see anything about this group to silence it and to just stop it right away. And so, yes, it's amazing. And it's also amazing that we seem to be the only outlet covering it.
Right.
And even some of the people, the comments I read in our videos challenge us, saying that we are warmongering. And I these might be trolls. But if you really just look into, anyone who looks into Iran, I think, would recognize that they have a rich history of freedom and individualism, probably more so than anyone else. And what they've been putting up with for 40 years is not just extremely oppressive, but it's kind of new for them.
Right. Right. And I know one of the things that you talked about with the leader that you interviewed was this idea of how similar George Washington was to, like, was it like Hammurabi or something? It's like this ancient Persian leader that his code and, you know, what he stood for was like a very modern idea of separation in church and state. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah. Cyrus the Great.
Cyrus. Okay.
Was the first Persian empire.
Mm-hmm.
And in many ways, you could say it was almost just like the American Constitution, except I believe the only difference was, I think, the Cyrus Empire, all the freedoms were granted by Cyrus the Great and the Empire, so by the government.
Right. They didn't have the sort of Christian underpinning there.
Right. So if that would be my one suggestion to restart when they draft their Constitution is make the rights granted by God.
Right.
Because even if you're an atheist, it's a bit of a brilliant little check right there. So
right, to say it doesn't come from man, it comes from God. And that's so interesting because, you know, you have all these connections where people are saying that Trump is Cyrus reborn and all this stuff. Because Cyrus was a good guy, especially in the Bible, because his rule and his governance actually allowed the Jews to live there and practice their own religion. That was his, you know, contribution was this freedom of religion that he was able to bring out. Really incredible stuff, folks. If you don't understand this, it's like InfoWars. We are making a difference. We are helping to bring about and helping to support all these people around the world that are engaged in this global revolution and the reawakening of humanity. More with Greg Reese on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment. Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Thank you.
All right, folks, welcome back.
Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight with Greg Reese, InfoWars reporter, talking a lot about Iran. The last segment, we're going to move on to more local politics. And first, we're going to go to this report by Darren McBreen about the speech that we aired yesterday. Jim Jordan on, I believe, the House floor giving this speech. Let's go to it now.
Today's left has taken the most radical positions in American history. They applaud Kaepernick when he disrespects the flag. They embrace Governor Cuomo when he says America was never that great.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
And they cheer on Maxine Waters when she says go out and harass anyone who supports the president.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Today's left thinks that America's just another country. Just one of the 190-some countries on the planet. United States of America is not just another country. It's the greatest nation in history that has done more good for more people than any country ever. A special place where people from all over the world, all shapes, all sizes, all colors, all talents come to so they can chase down their goals, chase down their dreams, make life better for themselves and their family. That's this country. A special place where people come and respect the Constitution, cherish the Bill of Rights, and embrace the rule of law. Democrat Congressman Blumenauer said, abolish ICE. Secretary Clinton, when she was running for the highest office in the land, said we need a borderless hemisphere.
We've learned from the WikiLeaks that you said this, and I want to quote, my dream is a hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders.
I will continue speaking out for comprehensive immigration reform. I think the people who are here deserve a path to citizenship.
Speaker Pelosi said walls are immoral.
A wall is an immorality.
Just last week, Stacey Abrams, governor candidate in the state of Georgia, said non-citizens should be able to vote. Think about that.
So in some cases you would be supportive of non-citizens vote?
I wouldn't oppose it.
She wouldn't oppose it. Sounds like she is open to non-citizens voting in local elections.
Americans believe that borders need to be strong. We believe that there's a difference, a big difference between legal immigration and illegal immigration. And Americans and Republicans in the House Freedom Caucus believe that a border security wall will help stop drug problem, the gang problem, and the human trafficking problem.
Wow. Incredibly powerful stuff from Darren McBreen. You can find that video at InfoWars.com. Powerful speech already from Jim Jordan, made more powerful by those visuals and by the references that he's making. It really puts into stark relief just how insane the left is, just how bat crap crazy these people have gone. I mean, I don't know whether to laugh or arm myself. I don't know. Greg Reese, will you take it away?
I'm not a prophet, and I don't think I've ever tried making any predictions, but before I left the ashram about a year ago, I was telling my good friend there that I worked with, I said, mark my words, next year they're taking the mask off.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing they have left. It's just come out of the closet and be like, this is who we are. And I don't know if we're exactly there yet, but we're close. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they start running on Luciferianism.
Right.
I would not be surprised.
No, I mean, I think the mask is totally off, to the point that, like, all of the stuff that InfoWars has been saying for so long, they're just coming out and being like, yeah, that's what we're doing. I mean, I have so many stories here that show exactly that. Not even in the political realm. You have Vice, newspaper that used to be like anti-corruption, anti-tyranny sort of style, at least. Now they're showcasing French people who got sterilized to save the world. So basically celebrating people who have sterilized themselves. They just come out as a cult of death and a cult of anti-humanity. And they're basically saying, hey, accept this or be destroyed. And it seems to me like, and we've talked about it on the show over and over, they got to a point where Donald Trump was elected, Brexit was happening, they saw their castle crumbling around them, they had two choices. They could either sort of
take the loss and retreat a little bit and try to regroup and maybe come at it again a different way, or they could just go pedal to the metal, full bore. It looks like they've decided to go pedal to the metal, full bore. This is it.
Yeah, I would say so. And to me, that tells me, to me, that looks like victory for us, because that looks like they have no plan and they're absolutely desperate and they don't know what to do. Whereas when you look at Trump's agenda, not just Trump's agenda, but what's happening other places in Brazil, you see a very calculated, calm strategy being deployed.
Right.
As the opponents are freaking out. And what's amazing is that people aren't, like you said, the left is acting exactly how, like, not just InfoWars, but even like how David Icke, he can get out there, is talking about. And the people that are asleep still don't see it. It's unbelievable.
It is totally crazy. That's what you talk about, Luciferianism or Satanism. It's like, it's so bizarre to me, this juxtaposition between, like, I almost want to do a skit or something where I'm a socialist candidate and I'm like, you know, there's so many problems with this world and we need to understand what those problems are, and there's something at the root of it, and we need to figure out what that is and get rid of it. Anyway, here's the new statue to Satan in front of the courthouse.
Yes.
You know, and it's like they're so blind. It's like here you are literally worshiping Satan, and on the other hand going, why is everything so backwards?
I think a huge trick that they're playing, that these wizards are playing and they've always played, is on our psychology. I was thinking of a movie from the year 2000 called Chopper. And it's a movie about a real Australian criminal who wrote an autobiography in jail. And he's a bit of a brutal person. And there's a scene in that movie where he kills another prisoner. And as the prisoner's dying, he starts experiencing sadness and regret and remorse. And he's begging for forgiveness. And he's like, he's almost crying. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, mate. I'm sorry. Why'd you make me do that? And when you're watching it, you actually start to feel bad for this brutal killer, even while the victim is still bleeding out on the floor. You can feel your mind or your heart being like, oh my God, look, he feels bad. And that's kind of what we're experiencing by the globalist, the New World Order, is smiles and apologies while they're doing all, you know, like toxic masculinity is bad. So if you act brutish, that's bad. But if you do brutish things with a smile on your face, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Then people like feel bad for you.
It's
amazing.
Total manipulation. Total manipulation and wizardry. I love that was that Owen Benjamin? Did he start that?
I think so. He kind of brought the whole wizardry thing out, and he's right.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what the occult is. The occult is a bunch of nonsense lies, like the Jedi mind trick. That's
right.
Basically occult science in a nutshell. The Jedi is how to lie to someone and keep a straight face.
Yeah. And it's totally, I mean, to me, it's their system is one of death. Their system is one of control, which does not compute with humanity. Humans, like, we can't be controlled. I mean, you can to a certain point. If you get the chemicals in, if you drain us of our will, if you put in, you know, the chip that stops you from doing things that Mark Zuckerberg has created, insanity, just insane what's going on in the world right now. So you can do it, but there, I have to believe in humanity. I have to believe in the human spirit and believe that when we are faced with this overwhelming evil, that there's a pushback. And so they're trying to build this world on evil. They're building it on sand. It will eventually, whether it's now or later, wash into the ocean. If we destroy it now, I hope that we can contain the destruction and the fallout, but they can't, it can't continue. It can't maintain down the road that we're going, right?
No. And you know what? Also on a spiritual note on that is Rumi, who's one of the Sufi poets. He talks about how pain and suffering and broken hearts is the light of truth trying to crack its way inside of you to enlighten you, make you wake up. And a lot of people have claimed that the evildoers today are doing God's work. And I would tend to agree with that. I would tend to say that it's all God. Everything is God. Even Lucifer is God. And so humanity is being given an opportunity where we can enlighten ourselves and learn about how our minds work and learn about how we're manipulated.
Exactly.
So that we
exactly
can avoid right. that and hold on to our freedom.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But yeah, God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master builder. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, last segment of the David Knight Show. Harrison Smith sitting in with Greg Reese. I just want to read some of these headlines before we go to a video that you will not want to miss, and I'm going to get Greg's genuine reaction to it in just a second. But these headlines, folks, Jordan superintendent reviewing display of Trump banner at basketball game. So you can see basically it's just a couple kids sitting with a Trump flag And this has caused outrage and investigations. The boys basketball coach for Minneapolis Roosevelt High School has been questioned as to why young fans at his team's road game prominently displayed a flag promoting the reelection of President Donald Trump during Tuesday's night's contest. Then it goes on to say several other young fans were sitting nearby wearing clothing patterned after the American flag. My God. Americans in America. We need an investigation. We need to figure this out. And then, of course, you just skip to the very last line of this article, and it's just like some woman like, I don't understand how this got turned into a race thing. I don't even need to know what happens in between the headline and the last line. I know it's all BS progressive nonsense. Even the progressives are getting sick of it. Travis just runs in here with this article from The Onion. Woman didn't know that progress on toxic masculinity would turn boyfriend into such a weepy little pansy. So even they're making fun of the fact that you have these progressive, you know, ad agencies calling anything manly bad. It makes no sense. It can't continue. We have, of course, an anti-abortion march in Washington. I believe that's going on today. That'll be good to see what comes of that. Of course, here's the I told you so of the day. This is doctors have no business asking about gun ownership. Basically, the mayor of Boston is trying to get a statewide law to force doctors to ask their patients whether or not they have guns. Did I not say nigh on a week ago that it would be mental health? That would be their next push for gun control. They've tried Please Think of the Children. They've tried every trick in the book. Now they're going to actually enlist doctors by calling wanting to own a gun or owning a gun mental illness. And finally, we have Beto is losing steam. He is no longer the darling of the left, as they now accuse him of white male privilege and say that basically he's too white and too male to be a good liberal. So I'm sorry, Beto, but once again, I told you so. All right, now let's go to this video. I'm not going to intro it at all. I'm just going to let you listen to what this lady says. I think she's on the BBC. Her name is Jamelia. Let's go to that now.
Well, Jamelia, just explain to Pat why you would take her vote away.
Well, and again, I think it's important that you don't become offended by what's being said. It has nothing to do with, I think that you're completely capable of being of sound mind. I think that you are capable of making a vote. I just don't think it's fair that you have a vote when you're not going to experience the consequences of that vote. And you've had 50, 60 years of voting.
So just to clarify, in case you were confused what she's talking about there, that is Jamelia on the television in the UK suggesting that the vote be taken away from people over the age of 75 because, as she says, they won't be alive to experience the repercussions. Greg, have you ever heard such a ridiculous thing in your entire life?
No. Well, these days it's hard to say. But that's a new one. That's interesting. The vote taken away. And it makes me wonder why. What is it about people over 75?
They have life experience. They know what goes on in the world. They've been able to see the world before the EU and after the EU. They can compare the two.
They have grandkids. They probably care more than most. I mean, even parents are probably bogged down with, you know, all the day-to-day stresses. They're not totally focused on their kids, you know, whereas the grandparents are like, we want the world to work out. We want it to be nice.
And they've seen how it was before this all this nonsense came in.
I bet that woman doesn't even have kids.
No,
like
probably
most
not.
Of these people, they're just want to burn the ship down for the rest of us.
Isn't that insane?
Absolutely.
Advocating taking the vote away from 75-year-olds. And I love how she starts that comment off with, don't be offended. You're not allowed to be offended as I give you the reason that I no longer think you should have franchise in this country. This is from the people that get offended if you, you know, misgender them from a mile away. I mean, just, I don't have words for it. I don't have words for arguing against such nonsense. It should be so obvious why this is so wrong, but they're just forcing it down our throat and pretending these people actually have good points. I think that's what it is.
That's one of the frustrating things is a lot of this stuff, it's hard to even argue because it seems so ridiculous. Recently with my reports, I did a report on the border recently. And it was about, there was a bunch of talk that Nancy Pelosi had walls around a house, but then other people were saying that's not her house, this is her house. And it's just, And what I finally did the report on mostly was all houses have walls. And to try to argue that we shouldn't have a border is basically the same as saying you shouldn't be allowed to lock your door.
Right.
There's no difference, but it's almost insane to try to argue it because you're like, doesn't everyone get this already?
That's exactly right. I was having a conversation with my dad. He was sending me emails, and so my dad will have a liberal friend, and he'll send like pages of information to these people and be like, look, here's the argument. Here's the facts. Here's why, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Dad, you understand that this person believes that walls don't work. How do you argue? Like, what information do you need to present to them?
And there's no gender.
And they think that there's no gender and that walls don't work. Why are you wasting your time right. trying to show them data?
What kind of crazy spell got you into this position? I'm dealing with the same thing in my family, and it's not just heartbreaking. It's astonishing. It's just, I don't get it.
Yeah. No, it's totally baffling because these are intelligent people.
Absolutely.
But suddenly they hear Nancy Pelosi on TV say walls are immoral, and they're just like, I mean, that's why the NPC meme was so powerful and valuable, is because literally it's like they're sitting there, and if you were to ask them, like, do walls work? They'd be like, what the hell are you talking? It's like asking, do roads work? Yeah, yeah, they work. They're barriers that it's hard to get through. But then suddenly, like, the TV goes, walls don't work. And they go, walls don't work.
Yeah.
What? What is this spell that they're under?
I think it's simply, if they have to accept the fact that they're not just the news people are lying to them, but also the late night talk show hosts are lying to them, and their favorite celebrities are lying to them, that's just too big of a thing for them, because right. that means that they've been wrong and that their impression of reality has been wrong.
That's why they call it waking up, or you taking the red pill. It's like, and I always go back to that, the visual of in the Matrix when you wake up for the first time, you're like, you have to rip this thing out of your throat, and you're just like, you can't breathe, you're covered in goo. It's like, it's very unsettling realizing that the world around you is fake, and people will reject that. And as the Matrix says, they'll fight you rather than be revealed the truth.
Well, back to Owen Benjamin, that's one of the reasons why watching his podcast is so fascinating, is because you're actually watching him go through what you're talking about
in real time.
In real time, you can see the emotions. A lot of people are criticizing him for having a breakdown, and that's kind of what it's like a bit. You know, it's like you're realizing everything you've been told is a lie, and then you have to start thinking for yourself, which is actually a beautiful thing. It actually brings a person to a more solid sense of personal responsibility, which just makes your life richer and more rewarding. I mean, it's really all good, I think.
Yeah, because back to sort of the spiritual aspect of it, to me, there is no intellectual reason why these intelligent, thoughtful people should be so easily misled. Like, I don't see the intellectual argument for why that should happen. It is beyond intellect for me. It is beyond mortal description. To me, it's like, okay, they are infested with an evil spirit. Their mind has been clouded by a spirituality of death and control and helplessness and weakness. I don't know. Is that?
I would say their ego. I would say all of us have an ego, and our ego wants to be popular. It wants to be accepted. It wants to go along with what everyone else is doing, basically, just by default. And so if you can create the reality in people's minds that pop culture is somehow just an honest reflection of what people are, if you believe that, then your ego would want to go along with what pop culture is telling you, just because your ego doesn't want to be cast out. Your ego doesn't want to be like Alex Jones being pointed at and ridiculed and yelled at. Your ego wants to be popular and everyone to agree with. But that's where you need to start thinking above your ego and actually start kicking in the part of your mind that's a little bit higher than that. Maybe think with your heart more, or whatever you want to call it.
Right. Because it's actually pretty easy to intellectualize or make it seem academic to worship this, like, death and destruction. It's like, no, just listen to your heart. Yeah. It's actually more intelligent than your mind sometimes. And what you said made me think of the old Bill Hicks. I'm not even sure if it was a joke. It was just the part of his stand-up where he would talk about the Waco massacre. And he said that exact thing. He said, look, everybody's presented with an option. You can either believe your own eyes, but if you do that, you have to know that you're the highest realm of government, the president and the secretary of state, and these people willingly and knowingly burned families alive, or you can believe the news and, you know, continue to believe that the government and the people in charge have your best interest in mind. And that's a very hard, like, breakaway for people to make, to be able to go that far and say, you know, recognize the reality of the situation is so hard, they're willing to accept the lie, eat the lie, because it's so much more comfortable. So it's a struggle we all have to make. Thank you so much, Greg Reiss, for coming on with me today. Restart in Iran. Look it up, folks. It's powerful.